Welcome to Talking Comics
episode
135.
Yay!
Oh, missed. There we go. High fives are back. Thank you to Yellowbird Comics. Episode 6 days a week. Episode 6 days a week. Open 6 days a week.
And thank you to Allegra Printing for all your printing needs. Yeah.
Printed the Chronicles of Panel Pete. And a bunch of our prints and our flyers.
Posters, our cards.
Everything.
Hand out.
Everything.
All of it. Okay, I have to fix this.
Whoops. Okay, the hat caught it. All right. Well, what did we get pulled this week? You want me to go first?
Sure.
Sure?
You should alternate.
I do, let's see, three. You do one, I do three?
Yeah.
All right, go for it. All right, go for it.
Yeah.
I do three.
Yeah.
All right, I got the Absolute Green Arrow, cover A, number three. Do, 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 do. Very cool. I got The Last Ronin, Training Day, one shot. Be interesting.
That will be interesting.
You'll have to read it. I got the Dungeon Crawler Carl.
Dungeon Crawler Carl?
Yeah. One. It's a special, number zero. I don't know. We'll see.
It's a Batman cover.
It's a Batman cover, yeah.
Everybody's they did that doing, with a Harley Quinn cover.
Everybody's too. Doing the I Batman see it. Covers.
I see it. It's cool.
Yep. And then what was the one you got this week?
I'll go after you. When I'll
oh, so I'm going more. All the way. Okay.
Yeah, that's happening.
I got the Battle Beast number 11.
Meep.
Battle Beast number 11. I got the What If Jessica Jones. Oh. What if the radioactive spider bit Jessica Jones?
That seems cool.
I like What If stories. They're so much fun. And then lastly, I got the... Oh my gosh. I didn't realize this. Boy. Dang, I'm an idiot. I got Deadly Tales of the Gunslinger number 16. Amanda Connor's husband does this. Anyway. Terrificon.
Terrificon. Wait, they're going to be a Terrificon?
I think so.
Yay, all right, so I can bring on my get? Comics. I got Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas, All Hallows the Pumpkin, number one.
Man, that- back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Raise it up. Raise it up. A little bit more. There you go. More. Up. There you go. Okay, it's finally in frame. No, it's not. It is. It is. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I got that.
High five. Good job.
It won't go under.
We got to practice our high fives.
My high fives are great because they're from me.
Okay. So that's what we got. Next week's going to be even lighter, man. We only have like two comics coming
out. My Harley's
going
to be there, so I'm going to get Harley. Like eight different covers of that. So it won't be all
light. Harley and there's only like one other one coming out next week. It's weird. Yeah. But anyway, that's okay. What'd you read this week?
Magic cards.
Okay. Anything else?
More magic.
You didn't
cards.
Read any in the car on the drive? I don't think you did. You slept.
Yeah. Replenishing.
Yeah. I need some sleep.
We all do. Go sleep after you watch this episode.
I read 289 to 295 of the Mighty Thor. Then a very crazy time in that. The Eternals, and now we're in like Odin's eye. Thor's, like, the last three issues, Odin's had this whole conversation with Odin's eye that he's been missing. It's been crazy.
And learning about
Odin, yeah, he has a like eye patch.
Oh, I didn't know that. So you learn something new every day.
Yeah, but he actually has this whole conversation with Odin's, you know, removed eye that he forfeited to the fire god Mimir, something like that. Yeah, it's been crazy, but he's been showing him all these scenes from the past and the origin of Odin and where he came from and the timeline. I mean, it's been kind of crazy. So a lot of history going on right now in that run. And then the only other thing I read was the Dick Tracy St. Patrick's Day special. It took me a couple months. We're in, July, and I finally read that. But it was pretty good, so I read those. And, yeah, that was about all I've read.
Yeah.
Did we watch anything? We watched the Turtles movies. Those were good.
We watched some of the Simpsons movie.
Yep, watched some of the Simpsons movie.
I watched some Walking Dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We met, and we'll get to that in a few minutes, but we met a singer, and so we listened to some of his music on the way home, The Crew Shadows. It's pretty cool. Alternative, like, metal. It's not metal. It's
like,
it's alternative. Cyberpunk kind of music. It was really good.
It's cool.
I enjoyed it so far. I've listened to, I don't know, probably 8-10 songs so far on the way home.
Each of the songs are like 6 minutes long.
Yeah, they are pretty long songs, which is okay.
Yeah.
But The Crew Shadows, Rogue, we met Rogue from The Crew Shadows. He came to our table. We'll just go ahead and jump into that. We went to Jacksonville, Florida for the Indie Creator Con on Saturday.
Indie comic book.
And
go buy it. We have a website.
We got
Kickstarter for our documentary. Excuse me.
We got down there on Friday and had lunch with my nephew, which was really cool. And then we went to the hotel and kind of chilled. And then we got up early Saturday morning and went and set up. We set up in like 20 minutes. It was crazy.
It was like,
I was like, all right, we got to get there at 7:45 so we can set up, because it opens at 9, give us an hour, right? And we were done by 8:10. And I'm like, okay. And that was after circling the parking lot trying to find a spot. But we were all set up, and I'm like, oh, okay, whatever.
Their parking was horrible.
It was weird. I understood it, but it was just, could have been
not
bigger.
Not enough.
They had big, huge spots for semi-trucks, which I understand for what they need. But then people were taking a semi-truck spot with one car. And then they were triple parking. It was weird. But we got it. We made it. It was all good. Met some cool people, got some cool compliments. Matt Knowles from, I'm going to get this wrong, Inverse.
What?
Comics, the guy that was right across from us, the guy and girl.
Oh.
His name's Matt Knowles. People know him as Matt Knowles, but they were there. They were right across from us. Got a cool picture we shared on social. It was cool to meet them. Got them booked on the show, which is cool. I think coming up in October. Met a lot of cool people. So funny story. I was, at the table talking to people, whatever, and this guy walks by and he had some V Friends comics in his hands. And I was like, you guys know I got one up here. Right there. That was signed by Gary V.
Yes, it is.
And I'm like, hey, man, where'd you get some V Friends comics? He's like, oh, well, Jim Ruggs over there, who's an artist for V Friends. And I was like, really? I had no idea he was going to be there. So he was four tables down from us. And so I waited till his table was clear and I went over and talked to him for a little bit. It was really cool. I got a couple videos of him. I bought a couple of his comic, Blind Bags, and I recorded him opening them, which was cool. But I got the Mindful Minakawa number 12 V Friend. And I got the Farm Fights Wrestling Championship issue 13. I had him open them. They were both A covers, but that's okay. And then he, signed them each one individually as well. So that was, you know, that was really cool to meet Jim Rugg. We'll get him on the podcast. Got to shoot him an email. I've had Kate on that did some V-Friend stuff. That was probably one of the biggest surprises on the show. But that was really cool. I got to, you know, meet him and see some V-Friends and talk some V-Friends. And it's kind of funny, you know, because in the comic world, V-Friends is not, you know, really discussed a whole lot. But they are growing and, you know, hey, Jim being there gave, you know, brought this guy to that convention, right? So people that normally wouldn't be at a comic book convention, especially an indie comic book convention, came just because Jim Rugg was there, which is really cool. And of course Jim does some other cool stuff too, but he brought a V-Friend, you know, who had nothing to do with comics prior to V-Friends comics coming out. So, you know, there you go, Gary, you're changing the world as always.
Yep.
And then, so while we were there that morning, as soon as Amanda Connor got there at 10 o'clock, I told Annika, I was like, well, I'll man the booth. You just go run over, see what you can get, and, you know, go tell your story.
So, I ran over to her booth, and I got in line, and I bought a poster because I didn't have that many Harley Quinn comics. So, I got this really high quality Amanda Connor Harley Quinn grid poster thing.
There you go.
It's really, really good quality.
Yep.
And it's signed by her aunt. Who? I can't read this.
Jimmy.
What's his last name? I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Yeah, it's
Amanda Connor and Jimmy Paltrano.
Palmiotti.
So, yeah.
Palmiotti.
And she signed in pink, which is my favorite color.
Yep. Oh, and also she signed right here. She signed one of our badges.
That was pretty cool. That were the exhibitor badges?
Yep. Had Harley Quinn on it.
So
at the end of the day, throughout the day, I was like, oh, man. Like, she went over there and got that, which is cool, but we didn't get a picture. I was like, oh, we got to go get a picture. So at the end of the day, I was like, hey, it's winding down. Let's just run over there. The guy next to us washed our table for a minute. We ran over there, and she was nice enough to step out and took our picture.
Yeah.
Or got a picture made with her, whatever. So that was really cool. Again, talked to them about being on the pod. They're willing, so I just got to send them an email and follow up with them. So that was really cool. A really bad thunderstorm rolled through about 5:30. Knocked out the power. But they really had a good emergency lighting system, so it really wasn't that bad. But then it's just like, yeah, it was winding down anyway. It was supposed to end at 6, so everybody is kind of, you know, started packing up. And we were out the door at 6 o'clock on the dot. We got in the car and went and got some food because we were starving.
Yep.
And, yes, went and had a nice dinner, went back to the hotel and watched some the World Cup games and some UFC stuff and fell asleep, so...
And I got a new Coca-Cola from Fallout.
Oh, yeah, new Coca-Cola. It's in the fridge.
It's like Shirley Temple flavored, I think.
Yep.
Oh, no. It looked cool.
One of the fun things.
The liquid is pink.
One of the fun things we did, and you can kind of see them in the more of our, you know, in our background in front of some of the comics, the little cards. They had some blank sketch cards, and... Annika did one. I did a couple. You did a couple. I did three.
Did that one.
She stole the Joker. I posted. I've been posting. I just posted another one a little while ago. I'm just being vulnerable, putting it out there, right? Like, here I am trying to figure out how to draw, using some reference, figuring stuff out, trying to create my zine. That I've been talking about forever. I've got the last night I did the whole layout of it. You know, just rough sketch, rough idea of the story. I really like it. Today I just posted one a few minutes ago, a time-lapse video of me doing one of the pages from it. You know, hey, it's not great, but for a zine, it's fine. And I'm trying, right? So I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Started working on the second page. You haven't seen that yet. And then Yeah, so I've been posting some things. Annika really liked the Joker
I
Harley.
stole it.
She stole it. She's like, well, we were looking at it, and I drew the Joker, and I was drawing the Harley, and like
She looked like a
I
Ninja
drew her
Turtle.
like mask and like didn't have a nose or a mouth yet, and she really did. Looked like a Ninja Turtle, and she's like laughing at me or whatever. And then I drew the mouth and a little bit of the nose, and she was like, that's mine.
No, I literally went up there and I was like, mine.
Yep, mine.
Stole it.
So that was a lot of fun. We had fun. Got up Sunday morning, drove home, made a couple stops at Bucky's, going and coming, and then yeah, just kind of chilled. And then you've been at roller skating camp all week, so I had to go to the shop by myself today,
Yes.
and then go pick her up from skate camp, and then filming her episode. So, how's skate camp going?
Good.
Good.
Tired.
Yeah, we're both a little tired, but she's, you know, wore out from skate camp, roller skating camp.
My entire body is sore.
That's awesome.
I still have two more
So
days.
yeah, it's been a great week. Busy couple weeks this week, next week you got some camp, like another camp. And then we got a week to
I
chill.
get to learn how to play the flute.
Yep, you got band camp next week.
I'm gonna decorate my box, the flute box with stickers.
Panel Pete stickers.
Yes.
And then yeah, then we got a week to chill, and then we've got Terrificon. That's our next convention. We get Terrificon up in Connecticut. And then it's back to school, back to the grind. So, boo.
Boo.
Anti high five. Yeah, that one worked out pretty well.
Anti.
So, anti backwards
I
high
did
five.
backwards.
I didn't. So, there you go.
Well, I did backwards on your thing,
Oh, there
so
you
it
go.
was like
All right. Well, guess
that.
what time it is?
Question time.
You want to go first? You want me to go
Move
first?
this.
Yeah, I'm going to frame this and hang it up behind her. So,
Where I need a pen. Oh.
there's one right there. All right.
Shh.
You be filling that out.
ASMR.
No. You be filling that out while I ask these questions. Real or fake titles, okay? We're
Okay.
going to do some Nightmare Before Christmas because that's the book she got, so she decided to do that. All right. Real or fake, The Pumpkin King.
Real.
The Return of Halloween Town.
That's fake.
It is fake. The Lost Door to Easter Town.
That's fake.
Is fake. Battle for Pumpkin King.
That sounds real, but I
It
don't
is real.
know. Yeah.
Zero's Journey. Zero's Journey.
Fake.
It is real.
Real. I said real.
No, you said fake,
Well, I
and it
said
is
yeah.
real. So you got
Oh,
one wrong. It's
my
okay. Halloween Town High.
Fake.
That is fake. Jack Skeleton Saves Christmas Again.
Again?
Yep.
Fake.
It is fake. Mirror Moon.
Mirror?
Mirror Moon.
What is Mirror Moon?
A name of a title that's either real or fake by Jack Skeleton.
Fake.
Mirror
That's
Moon is real.
real.
Long Live the Pumpkin Queen.
Fake.
That one is real. Oogie Boogie's Revenge.
Real.
That one's fake. That sounds real though. Sounds like something I'd want to read. Oogie Boogie's Revenge. I like that. All right, so here's some trivia questions. Who is known as the Pumpkin King?
Jack Skellington.
Very good. What is the name of Jack's ghost dog?
Zero.
Well, that's sad. It's good. You're correct, but that was my grandparents' dog, Zero, that bit me. His dog's name was Zero.
It
So,
was?
yeah, so maybe that's the ghost of
Oh my
my
God.
grandparents' dog.
That bit you on the forehead, and
Yeah,
he still has a
I do.
scar.
Who kidnapped Santa Claus?
Jack Skellington.
No.
No, it was Oogie Boogie.
Nope.
Who?
Lock, Shock, and Barrel?
Oh, yeah, I forgot they work.
It's been a long time since I've seen this movie.
I haven't seen it.
What holiday does Jack accidentally discover?
Christmas lands.
What scientist created Sally?
Oh, what's his name?
Yes, what's his name that created Sally?
Shut up! Get out! That wasn't funny.
It was very funny.
No, it wasn't. No, actually, what, Frankenstein, dude?
Yeah. It was Frankenstein. Hey, high five. Not anti.
Okay.
High five.
Anti to school.
Anti to
school. School sucks. Part of it.
Who composed the songs for The Nightmare Before Christmas?
The Newton Brothers.
Same people, same guy that did The Simpsons.
Huh?
And what was the other one I was listening to the other day that he did? What was the video I posted the other day? Because I used his music in it.
Does it start with the?
No, his first name starts with a D.
Derek Petrumi.
No, last name starts with an E.
Dee Dee.
Danny Elfman. Just a famous composer. What does Zero's nose look like? Broken, if you ask me. But anyway, what does his nose look like?
It's like a ball, kind of. It's a pumpkin.
You just cheated.
No, I didn't.
Let me see this. Oh, let me look. Oh, jack-o'-lantern. Cheater.
I didn't cheat. That was mean of you to say that.
Okay. Who is the main villain?
Oogie Boogie.
Oogie Boogie. Boogie Boogie. Hedgehog. No, I don't know.
I love Tim Burton. He's the best.
Who directed The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Tim Burton.
I would have thought the same thing. But
wait,
it's...
no! Shut your mouth. It is my turn to speak. It was not Tim Burton. It was... Disney.
Henry
Scottman.
Selick. Don't know. What animation technique was primarily used to make the film?
Stop motion. Clay
Very
stop
good.
Motion. Well, they did Very good. Coraline too.
All right, it's your turn.
Yes, it is my turn. You might die. Okay. Not literally, but like. Okay, Halloween Town or Christmas Town?
Halloween Town.
Correct. Jack Skellington or Sally?
Jack Skellington.
Correct. Zero or Oogie Boogie?
I'm going Oogie Boogie.
And Vampire Teddy or Evil Duck?
Vampire Teddy?
The duck walked up to the lemonade stand. I'm going to get copyrighted. And Christmas presents or Halloween treats?
Christmas presents or Halloween tricks? I'm going Christmas presents. Dang.
Dr. Frankenstein or the mayor?
Frankenstein.
Correct. This is Halloween or what's this?
This is Halloween.
Correct. Lock, Shock, and Barrel or Harley Quinn Demon?
Harley Quinn Demon? I feel like you picked Harlequin Demon.
Yes, I did. Yeah. It's Harley Quinn.
I would have picked the other one, but because
no,
yeah.
It's not Harlequin. It's Harley Quinn.
Snowflakes. Oh, sorry. I'm reading, bro.
Boy.
Stole your thunder.
Yeah, that was so rude of you.
No.
Or jack-o'-lanterns.
Snowflakes or jack-o'-lanterns. Jack-o'-lanterns.
You better be lucky you got that one right. Santa Claus or Pumpkin King? You know how much I love Christmas?
I'm going to go Santa Claus. You know, it's all about Pumpkin King. But...
I know, right? Okay, so you got three wrong. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So you got like 4 points.
Okay, 4 points. All right, let's do something for fun. Harley Quinn or Jack Skellington?
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn or Deadpool?
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn or Daredevil?
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn or Thor?
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn or Spawn?
Harley Quinn.
Harley or Poison Ivy?
Harley Quinn.
Harley or Catwoman?
Harley Quinn.
Harley or Batman?
Harley Quinn.
Harley or Dick Tracy?
Harley Quinn.
Harley or Odin?
Harley Quinn.
Harley or me?
Can't say that. Because we already had a whole episode about that, so we can't recreate that.
We can't. So, it's been a while.
Where are the mermaids?
Where are
we
the
need
mermaids?
The mermaids.
There was mermaids in the...
Not the point.
There were mermaids in one of the Thor issues last night or night before. They were called swimming lady. I don't know. But they were guarding a piece of gold that got stolen.
We should do another one with that, but I'm gonna say okay.
All right.
Thor or the Chronicles of Penelope. Actually, no, I'm not gonna start off with a hard one.
That's the
Thor
yeah.
or Batman?
Thor.
Thor or Spawn?
Thor.
Poor? Thor or Dick Tracy?
Thor.
Thor or Gunslinger Spawn?
That's tough because that's my favorite right now. Thor.
Thor or Scotty Young? Like Scotty Young comics.
Thor. I mean, I like Scotty Young. Okay. He's awesome. But...
Thor or the Chronicles of Panel Pete?
I have to go Panel Pete on this one.
Okay, Panel Pete or Harley Quinn?
Panel Pete.
Panel Pete or me?
Well, you, of course.
Okay. We can be... I was about to tap you. Put your hand down. Air tap.
Air tap.
Wait, no. Lean down. Lean down.
You above all. You and Victoria.
Who's Victoria?
Who? What? Who's Victoria? Your sister?
Oh, I didn't know that.
You did know that.
No, I don't. We're not done.
Thor or Harley Quinn?
Thor or Harley Quinn, pick.
Thor.
Thor or Harley Quinn, pick.
Thor.
Harley Quinn or Harley Quinn?
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn or Harley Quinn?
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn or Poison Ivy?
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn or Catwoman?
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn or Batman?
Batman.
So I went to Hot Topic and I got new clothes for school.
Yeah, we got to get some more.
Yeah.
School shopping next week or the week after probably.
Probably the week after because I'm free that week. School My schedule's shopping. Jam-packed.
It's been a busy couple weeks, but it's been fun. Thank you for watching Talking Comics. That's not working.
Okay, yeah, okay.
All right, you want to play some real rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
Best of three. 1, 2, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I win. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I win. 2 out of 3.
That mean he cheated.
How did I cheat?
You just did. You are the cheater.
All right, we're going to read some books this week.
No.
I got how many comics this week? 6. So my goal is to read 6 plus my Thors. And yeah, let's make it happen. You do some reading
Pink
this week.
Skelly Pony. We should have brought Pink Skellybone.
Right, for Jack Skeleton. Yeah, he's still hanging up over there.
It looks like he's dead.
Thank you for watching Talking Comics.
Thank you for watching Talking Comics. Thank you for sponsoring this episode. Bye!
Have a good night, everybody. Thank you for listening to Talking Comics Podcast, powered by Aquadio Media, helping creators make waves.